ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delegates to the Republican convention in Milwaukee formally nominated former President Trump again. He selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, formerly a fierce critic, as his running mate.
When I spoke to Trump, I asked him about that. I was like, you know, he said some, quite some things about you. And he said, yeah, but once he got to know me, he was
just
all in.
To your
and this is something important
while
about Trump.
They play.
Can be quite thin-skinned,
it's really
person,
not
obviously, and hit
funny.
Back very hard. But he loves the
children. ABC's Jonathan Carl. Special Counsel Jack Smith will appeal Monday's dismissal of the classified documents case against Trump. The Trump-appointed federal judge in the case declared Smith's appointment as special counsel illegal. The Biden administration on Monday reported a 29% decline in the number of migrants arrested for illegally crossing the southern border.
Possible
in June.
A low of 64 overnight.
Of
a
this
bit cooler Tuesday, not as humid. A
this
high of 81. Wednesday, partly cloudy and comfortable. A high of 75. Thursday, sunny skies and mild. A high of 77. Friday, low 80s with sunshine. And Saturday, 83 with a slight chance of showers later on.
And they think there are probably hundreds more that could be used to house future astronauts. The cave believed to have been formed by lava from a moon volcano. The lead researcher on NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter team says they always thought moon caves existed. To actually prove their existence is exciting. Jerry Preston, ABC News.
It was a top five hit 50 years ago. In Nashville, and Dave Loggins, who made Please Come to Boston a huge hit in 1974. No cause of death given. He also wrote Pieces of April for Three Dog Night and Augusta, the theme song of the Masters. He was a second cousin of Kenny Loggins. Dave Loggins was 76. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Watch a form
democracy
of
crash
on some sunrise
leaf.
You can kiss me fast and drive real slow.
That old Chevy
might take as long as it takes you and Jesus to fix my soul. So pick me up, give me lost way. Down our back to lane, little George Street we on. Get me out of my head and out of this town.
Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Trump is still planning to deliver a speech at the RNC on Thursday night. However, he told the Washington Examiner that he has completely written this speech after Saturday's events. The Secret Service said in a Sunday briefing that there will be no changes to security plans at the RNC. If you own a well on your property, DNR says you should test your drinking water after all this rain and flooding. Flood water and runoff can introduce contaminants to your well that spread waterborne illnesses. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are at a higher risk of contamination, according to a DNR press release. More information on testing and decontamination can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Al South, and this is City
Step closer to a return on the mound for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
3-2 pitch to lead. Got him
swinging. One inning, three strikeouts. Looking good, Devin Williams.
Nine strikes out of 14 pitches. Williams on what he's working on.
You know, today, like the last pitch, I threw the 3-2 changeup. How consistent can I be?
Day two of the baseball draft. So far, the Brewers taking an outfielder, first baseman, and two pitchers. Home run derby at the All-Star game tonight in Arlington, Texas. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Outside of an isolated shower or storm, we'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight at mid-60s, light northwest winds. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, light northwest winds, continued highs in the lower 80s, currently 71 degrees.
YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back in the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Osborne.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Grady Johnson was a common man. Poor children and some bottom. Bed, he said,
James, that ain't me. I'm going to spend some time
with my family.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach. We are live from downtown Milwaukee. Calvin is back in Waukesha running the board, and you can always join us as well at 855-752-4842, 855-756. Keep your watch on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. You can leave a comment there as well. Very, very busy show for you today, obviously, after the attempted assassination attempt of the former president over the weekend during a rally in Pennsylvania. The tone is a little bit different, and I would really like folks to understand that Civic Media unequivocally stands for settling disagreements with words, not of violence. And we encourage you to use your ballots in order to make changes. If you have firm convictions about things, you have firm feelings about politics, we understand that. We do too. It's the ballot box is the way to go. Violence is not the answer. Violence is never the answer. What happened over the weekend was absolutely horrific. And our hearts and prayers go out to the family of the man just killed, who was a firefighter. There are two other gentlemen who were also injured, who I believe now are in stable condition. And of course, the former president was wounded in the ear, but he is here in Milwaukee and will be making an appearance later on, I believe, today at the RNC, which you can see is right behind us. Vice Reform is right behind us here in downtown Milwaukee. There was breaking news just as we were coming on the air this morning. U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida Judge Eileen Cannon has now tossed the stolen government document case against the former president. According to Politico's Kyle Cheney, Judge Cannon dismissing the Trump docs case, citing violation of the appointments clause. Cannon says Jack Smith's appointment usurps legislative power. So all of the documents that were taken to Mar-a-Lago, I think a lot of us have seen photos of these boxes of documents in various what looked like unsecured places around Mar-a-Lago. But now Eileen Cannon has ruled that Jack Smith was not properly appointed, and therefore this documents case is over. Former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel is joining us on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Talk about the recent Supreme Court decisions overturning the Chevron doctrine, as well as essentially giving the former president and all presidents going forward almost complete immunity. We will ask Jim Santel to break this down a little bit more when he joins us this coming Wednesday at 10:33. But as we mentioned, after the horrific attempted assassination of the former president over the weekend, the RNC is still getting underway here in downtown Milwaukee, and we will be here all week long. Alba from noon to 2 p.m. will be broadcasting as well. Nick Dawn is going to be here.
America. couple with kids and a family
pet. Our website.
He takes for granted that it's all good and things are set. But she feels no passion in the romance. It's been a year since they had their last slow dance. Even worse, her husband treats her like an ornament. Every other week, the kids have a tournament, a team meeting, or somewhere they gotta be. But her heart is screaming, hey, what about me? Unbeknownst to another, hound is in the chicken coop. And he's making moves like a player to the hoop. She met him at the gym or was it at the grocery? It doesn't matter because you know where it's going to be. Because last year, her mister got caught cheating. So she figures the fist is going to make him even. He thought she went like all the times before until he found the note she left for him hanging on the door with red.
And again, make sure that that brings us
calling
right
home
back
to
here
her mama.
Downtown Milwaukee.
Afraid to talk because she's scared of all
again,
the noise and drama. She's been gone for a week and a half. All she wants is something to eat.
They are allowed.
Because she's a runaway.
Outside of that.
Yes.
Because it is
sleeping
white
bridges and sleeping in alleyways, afraid to go to the shelter. So at night she prays that hopefully she's going to see some better days. Meanwhile, mom and dad are really frantic. When they saw her clothes were gone, you know they really panicked.
I don't want
to
see
thoughts in their minds. Did she run to the border? Or even worse, will she be a case of law and order? The silence in her room screams of not feeling wanted, of not being good enough. It almost seems haunted. All her pain soon will be known.
Passionate
she gives her mom and dad a message
but
after the tone.
It
says,
you it just makes sense to you. Even further, taking this abuse would have been a manageable idea of having guns in certain areas around this facility. So the fact that it's still happening, and lots of bodies seems to be upset about it, is very upsetting for me.
Well, I don't know that no one is upset about it. I think many people are upset about it, but it's the this from the Milwaukee Journal said, oh, guns are not allowed inside Pfizer Forum or other buildings where arms events are happening or in the heart perimeter around the convention that's called Veterans Amendment to get in. Most guns will not be banned in the area immediately outside of the RNC perimeter, which is known as the security footprint, because the city is prevented by state law from enacting such a ban. Now, there was one Milwaukee alderman, wanted to see where this restriction on weapons expanded to outside the security perimeter, and that did not go anywhere. And again, even the city attorney, Evan Roike, says Wisconsin law prevents the city of Milwaukee and all local governments from prohibiting the possession or carrying of illegal firearms. A Milwaukee alderman, as I mentioned in the lead-up to the convention, sought to ban guns within the footprint. After the city ordinance allows most firearms, but prohibit typically innocuous items, so you can't bring tennis balls.
Nope. Country and
you can't
community.
Bring water
it's
bottles.
A larger variety of the music
and,
you enjoy
and,
from WRCLFM 100.9.
But I don't understand the banning of tennis balls, but we're not going to ban guns.
I don't either. I mean, at this point, too, and when I said no one's upset, I think what I meant was the people who are in power of this event are not upset enough, or at least they looked at Saturday and said, no, we need to tighten security. No, just no. No guns, no nothing is allowed. It's going to be even more secure than we planned on it 72 hours ago. And I'd even heard about, President Biden had said he's going to be working with Secret Service here in Milwaukee, making sure his people know that to tighten up as much as possible here in Milwaukee, make sure that everyone is safe. But there's that lingering feeling of, yes, you can do that, and I'm glad they are. I'm glad they're all working together. But if we're allowing weapons like guns near it, that still makes it still makes it feel unsafe. Anyone can have it. Anyone can have one. Walking around that area, it's getting heated.
Well, unfortunately, I just I feel it. I see this as a recipe for disaster.
Yes, absolutely.
I do. And especially hot weather plays a role in people's tempers and people's short fuses. It's going to be very, very hot today, dangerously hot. This is where we are. These efforts to try and clamp down on some of these, it's too late. Here we are. As we mentioned, Alderman Bob Bowman had argued the state law wasn't written with an event like the RNC in mind. And I would agree with him on that.
Yeah.
But here we are. Another Milwaukee Alderman's proposals to prohibit bump stocks in the city and increase penalties for disorderly conduct while armed with a dangerous weapon also failed to move forward. The bump stock proposal was determined to be illegal under state law by the city attorney's office. The disorderly conduct proposal held in council after a lengthy discussion. In Wisconsin, as like under federal law, felons can't own guns. People under certain types of court orders related to mental health and addiction are also banned from possessing guns in Wisconsin, as well as people under certain types of restraining orders related to abuse or harassment. But as we talked about in the past as well, Greg, everybody's a good guy with a gun until they're not.
And how many times have you heard about these situations when, like, yeah, it seems like every time there's a tragedy in the news, it's always followed by, and they obtained the gun legally.
Yes.
And so there's nothing...
Which is apparently, and again, there are a lot of things we don't know about this gunman who was shot and killed on Saturday. We know he's a 20-year-old guy. He reportedly, up to this point, got the gun from his father, who had purchased it legally.
Yeah, and I think you said it best. They're all good guys with a gun until
unfortunately. Robert from McFarland on the text line listening on WRCE. A talking head yesterday said Governor Evers should declare an emergency to void the provision of the ability to carry guns outside the perimeter of the convention. Is that possible under state law? I don't know that, Robert. That's certainly a question we can ask Jim Santel. And that also might be a question for Maggie Dawn. They are both actual attorneys. Greg and I, as we mentioned before, we're only attorney adjacent. So that's certainly a valid question. Question at this point, though, again, we're in day one.
Yeah,
for 4 days.
Yeah, and we're not seeing this until Thursday. And we hope everything goes safely. We want everything to go safely. We want everyone to, you know, have the time they want to have on down here. And I think, you know, we said before, if you don't need to be down here, just don't be down here.
Well, it's after I was at the farmer's market on Saturday in Waukesha, I came down just to see where we were going to be. And it's kind of, once you get to a certain place, you can't get out.
Yeah.
You can't go west. So if you're on the east side of Fiserv, once you're on the east side, you have to go really far north or really far south in order to go west because everything else is closed. So, yeah, if you don't have to be around here, let's say residents live around here, they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But you can avoid this if you so choose. We are going to talk about some of the speakers who are lined up for the RNC this week. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Man There on Air, coming to you live from downtown Milwaukee across the city of Radio Network.
Yeah. electricians, welders,
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bowling dealer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and Leach.
Open Monday through Friday, with 10 to 6, looking Saturday, to hire 9 to 5. The best,
with options from plumber to helicopter mechanic.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart?
Everything in between, soldiers are able to select
the trades that best fit their lives. Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio.
Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you, too, can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com.
WRCO, this is Henry.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard.
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded
content. The Shoebox
and
Blacker has what
Media.
You need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in
Blacker.
Good
morning and welcome back.
Stop by and receive service.
On air, Jane Nettner and Greg Bach coming to you live from downtown Milwaukee. You can see Fiserv Forum.
Don't miss the Hour Town Celebration at Highland Village Park, July 18th to 20th.
Thank you for joining us.
Located at 755 Main Street, Highland, Wisconsin. This event is packed with excitement for everyone.
You can leave a comment if you're watching
the
live stream.
Features a concession stand, a 7th and 8th grade softball
there was breaking news just
and
as we came on the air this morning.
Starting at 7:30 p.m.
Florida Judge
Friday, enjoy
has
your
Euchre
tournament.
The stolen documents
and ATV poker run and pickleball from 7 p.m.
RNC
Saturday
got away.
Brings a
Judge
car
Cannon
show.
Dismissing
Kids
the Docs
Carnival,
case,
bingo,
a violation
a chicken barbecue dinner,
clause,
smoky gun
Cannon
showdown, and
Jack
fireworks.
Appointments,
for more info, follow Highland Lions Club on Facebook.
We're going to be talking about this.
Celebrate
Jim
with
Santel,
us July 18th to 20th
He's going to be joining us
Village
on Wednesday
Park.
At 10:33, so we will ask him to take
Hi,
a look at
Kelly
this
from
as
the
well.
Richland
we are not lawyers.
Clinic.
So we
are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel
Mike from
issues,
Green Bay
or shoulder pain slowing you
Jane
down?
Greg, can
do you
tell
get up
me
in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica,
Project
hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors
Mike.
Provide
Whoa.
Personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your
we'll
optimal health
out.
In a friendly,
and we are
welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier.
Not ads, but I'm seeing posts on social media taking little pieces out, going right to the page where you can see what Project 2025 is set out to do. And this is not an exaggeration. It's not hyperbole. It's not something to be like, well, whatever. These are, this is a 900-page document put together to reshape the fabric of this country. And we... Please want you to become familiar with this and talk to people and understand that it really doesn't matter who you vote for in this process. That will change the lives of everyone.
And we've talked about this numerous times. We have more guests who are going to be coming up in the next couple of months to talk about varying aspects of Project 2025. We certainly have talked about what it would mean if any administration is allowed to come in and fire 50,000 civil servants who have worked across administrations, who essentially would no longer be independent actors. They would have to declare themselves as loyalists in order to work in the IRS office or as a secretary for the Health and Human Services. There's just all kinds of these lower-level positions that really should not be political.
Correct. I mean, the idea that someone who wants to work in weather, at NOAA,
right,
has to swear allegiance to say, well, whatever everything I went to school for is out the window. It's whomever's in the Oval Office. That is who is correct. Not the weather and science, but the person in the room. That's frightening. Because that is the reason why people can complain about government and how big it is, but it's big for a reason, because we need experts and we need people out there who are doing the work, who work 3-4 decades in this business over many presidents.
Yes.
Because their only job, their only goal is providing the best information possible.
Exactly. And if you missed it, and I think it's very important that we keep repeating this, because obviously what happened over the weekend in Pennsylvania, we get into the assassination attempt on former President Trump, is horrific and has no place in our politics or in our country. Civic media unequivocally stands for solving disagreements with words, not violence. It's use your ballots. Go to the ballot box. If you are unhappy with the way things are, then organize. Join a group. Join some get out the vote efforts. Join a group that just wants to educate people about some of the issues that are going to be coming up in November, after November 5th.
That's the ultimate solution. It's being a part of the conversation.
Yes, be part of the conversation. We're going to look real briefly at some of these speakers, long list of speakers that are going to be at the RNC. And some of them are not a surprise. Of course, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle will be among them. We have Tucker Carlson.
Boom.
Franklin Graham.
Oh.
Savannah Christie, TV personality and criminal justice reform advocate. I had to look her up.
They had the only reason why I know that last name is because they had a show called Chrisley Knows Best.
Yes.
I watched a trailer of it. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, they're weird.
Well, and they essentially, her parents are in prison.
Oh, is that why she's about prison reform?
I believe that is why she's about criminal justice reform, because her parents went to prison for either fraud or embezzlement or something. So she will be one of the featured speakers at the RNC. Alina Habba, of course, Trump campaign senior advisor. We've seen her a lot over the months defending the former president.
Yeah.
Here's one that kind of stood out to me, Diane Hendricks.
Oh, Jane, that name rings a memory.
Diane Hendricks, the owner of ABC Supply, who may remember this going back a ways.
He stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds. But I saw that giant of a man brought down.
Seized
by love.
Gavin, can you play that clip, please?
He was the kind of a man that would gamble on love. Look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man.
And all that whispering, you heard exactly. Divide it and conquer. How do you become a red state? How do you become a right-to-work state?
And by the way,
that was the other thing. Working on unions, not working on to make it better, more secure, more powerful,
protecting workers,
destroying them. And let's also remember too, Diane Hendricks. It was in that video was done in 2011. $500,000
they struggle
to
in
the
Scott
Walker
they
campaign.
Trouble their minds
just
day
the
in
way
and day out.
Watch, like,
too busy with living to worry about
destroying
a little word like love.
I just have to think, if you're Scott Walker, aren't you a little hurt? That
but
we didn't get, I mean, he's not one of the speakers, but Diane Hendricks is. Is that not a little slap?
Scott, are you around? Give me a hug. And also, I feel like it's weird if you're going to have all of, like, the,
you can't see
you're
going to
have the kids as the first night. I mean, I know it's got to be in the, like, covers for a backup, but I feel like you sprinkle the kids out. Like, tonight's
Eric. Yeah.
And then tomorrow's Cam. And maybe Doc.
And then Doc. And then Yvonne.
Absolutely.
All right, when we return, news is coming up next. Phoebe Petrovic from Wisconsin Watch is going to join us talking about an extreme anti-abortionist who has worked his way into Republican politics. Stay close. You're listening to Van Mayer on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Down. It's by the wall. ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delegates to the Republican convention in Milwaukee formally nominated former President Trump again. He selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, formerly a fierce critic, as his running mate.
When I spoke to Trump, I asked him about that. I was like, you know, he said some, quite some things about you. And he said, yeah, but once he got to know me, he was all in. And this is something important about Trump. Can be quite thin-skinned to criticism, obviously, and hit back very hard, but he loves a conference.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Special Counsel Jack Smith will appeal Monday's dismissal of the classified documents case against Trump. The Trump-appointed federal judge in the case declared Smith's appointment as special counsel illegal and lost the case. The Biden administration on Monday reported a 29% decline in the number of migrants arrested for illegally crossing the southern border in June. That is the lowest number of this current administration. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media.
Is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention and plans to speak on Thursday. But life Governor Evers announced Monday that the state is awarding $1.3 million in grants to Wisconsin's coastal communities. Evers posted on X that the money will be distributed through the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program to 31 projects across the state, aiming to restore coastal habitats and prevent pollution. Evers said that the Great Lakes are a vital natural resource whose importance to Wisconsin's culture, economy, and history can't be overstated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Animated films continue to save this summer's box office. Despicable Me 4 enjoyed its second week at the top with a theater haul of $44 million. Inside Out 2 continues to have legs as well with a $20 million take in its fifth weekend in theaters. Inside Out 2 has become the top-grossing Pixar film of all time and still has a shot at being the top-grossing animated film of all time. And speaking of legs, Long Legs came in second place with a take of $22 million. The Nicolas Cage film is an FBI procedural about a serial killer and not only took in much more than expected, it scored the biggest opening weekend for an independent film in the genre in over a decade. Rounding out the top five for last weekend were A Quiet Place Day One with a $12 million haul and the Channing Tatum Scarlett Johansson film Fly Me to the Moon, which came in fifth place with a $10 million gross. The film got mediocre reviews from critics but high marks from audience. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Outside of an isolated shower or storm, we'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight at mid-60s, light northwest winds. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, light northwest winds continue passing in the lower 80s, currently 71 degrees.
When we light that same old
view, it's very joyous to work on it. Today's tip is for adults just starting to build it.
I can't take another.
The more of you know, a couple of videos at Mercury Media and your
Twins.
Welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer and Greg Bach coming to you live from downtown Milwaukee. You can see Fiserv Forum right behind us here. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, we have Sweet Cal B back in Waukesha handling the board for us. And excited to be joined by our next guest. We talked to her before. It's been quite a while. Amy Petrovic is here. She is with Wisconsin Watch and kind of did this article pick in conjunction with ProPublica. Good morning, Phoebe. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for wrangling your cat away. I understand your cat likes to be on camera, so sorry we couldn't accommodate your cat today. Maybe we'll do that another time. But I wanted to hit our bond to talk about your article that appeared in WPR, The Gospel of the Gospel of Matthew Trohela, How a Militant Anti-Abortion Activist is Influencing Republican Politics. The Wisconsin pastor was once a political pariah. Now his book is being quoted by politicians and former Trump officials. One activist is using it to disrupt elections. Now, Phoebe, you have reported on Matthew Trohela for quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, this particular story took about 7 months, and he's been on my radar since October of 2022. Like in August of last year, I sent the story to Wisconsin Watch, and they were like, no, it's a good story. And she ever was trying to Wisconsin Watch, you know, they all fell for us. We were wrong with the story, but it's been in my head for a while, and it took about 2 months to get it together.
We'll get back to what happened in 2022 that prompted you to start following him a little bit. But Matthew Trohela's anti-abortion activism goes back much, much further than this. Much further than the 2000s. This goes back to when, and I'm sorry, but when anti-abortion doctors were getting, when doctors were fighting abortions were getting killed. And Matthew Trohela seemed to think that that was kind of a bad thing.
To the bars. Really well known before that. And he signed on to a document called the Defensive Action Statement back in 1994 or so, that was issued in response to someone shooting and killing an abortion provider. And they said that
so then in 2022, Phoebe, I want to reiterate it as well, that was not a necessarily popular and widespread opinion that these doctors who provided abortions for women deserve to die. I don't believe that that was a widespread opinion at the time. But that kind of made Matthew Trohela a bit of a pariah to some of the more standard conservative groups, but that seems to have changed considerably. That he is being welcomed now by more mainstream Republican groups. Feedback, Phoebe.
Sorry, there's a delay here. We're all working as hard as we can. Don't have this off without a hitch while both of us have a delay. So sorry for speaking over you. So, yeah, and Trohela was a figure on the fringe
someone who was in the radical movement told me that he would have been viewed by Republicans as radical, and they would have kept him at arm's reach. We saw people who had kind of as local of a position as school board, all the way up to former Trump officials who were citing him and talking about him. One of the most vibrant in the Waukesha County Republican Party, which the RNC is in Milwaukee this week. That's where you're broadcasting from. Waukesha is seen as the heart of Republican politics in Wisconsin. It is the headquarters. Many folks will have their campaign from Waukesha because it reliably issues votes. It turns out the greatest number of votes for Republicans in Waukesha County Republican Party has had Torella to speak twice, including once to his president. That's the only vote they put on their website. And when Torella was there talking to them, it's one of those he said
that you mentioned, the 2013 book, The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. So this relies on a theory developed by 16th century Calvinists looking for holy justification for fighting political oppression among the religious wars of the Protestant Reformation. Trujillo has applied this to today's politics, writing that government officials have a divine right and duty to defy any laws, policies, or court opinions that violates the rule of law. You don't mention this in your reporting in your story, but it just seems to me like this ties in very easily with what we're hearing about Christian nationalism and kind of the growing Christian nationalist movement.
Working with William Wolfe on scoping out of sound Christian nationalism. And this person, William Wolfe, has cited Torella's book. He cited the actions of Governor Greg Abbott when he had a standoff with the federal government over a border patrol. William Wolfe wrote that he was that Abbott was, you know, fulfilling his duty as a godly magistrate. And so it all sort of ties in with that. And one of the things we were trying to get across in our story is that the theocracy that Shlela envisions is very extreme. Some say I never made it, that I didn't do things right. So I showed them who I was, and I made it just to spy. Outside of the mainstream, and experts say would subjugate women of color, LGBT people. Something that we have to be at the forefront when we're talking about this. This is sort of just anodyne. We love our nation, we love God. This is something that would be enforced in the laws.
Absolutely, and as you mentioned, Phoebe, it's pretty extreme. I mean, this means outlawing abortion, all abortions, all same-sex marriages, violently resisting the government if necessary, and noting in his book that there are times when men, quote, must rend their swords, unquote. We've heard this now from Josh Hawley, from Missouri, who said this within the last 2 weeks. I am a Christian nationalist. I am proud to be a Christian nationalist. And I think this country should be a Christian nationalist country. I don't know that most Americans would agree with that. And I also think to Phoebe it's interesting that he has for a long time tried to portray himself as kind of a benign force. I'm married, we have 11 children that we've homeschooled, and I'm this nice, you know, man. But again, he is espousing some pretty extreme policies in this book. The masterful blueprint showing Americans how to successfully resist tyranny. I was, and then I made it just to spy. Changed the game, stood in the rain. I may be borderline insane and messed around a bit, put down, but I keep coming. Yeah, so that was one of the things that I wanted to say while recording, because I spent a lot of time with his cousin Stephen, and so the ones that he gave publicly, to broader groups, the best that he would kind of go on the speaking circuit, and then the ones where there's the public who pushed them online. But he's done it to his congregation, so a flock of people who follow him specifically. And he really modulated his appearance and feelings to education. So he would be very gracious to the women who were elected for leadership or elected to office, when they would introduce him after the event. And then he would go off and start to help his congregation that women in government is sickening and perverse and is guiding God's judgment upon the nation. And so one of the things we tried to do with this story is listen for it so that the public didn't have to say, hey, this is what he's saying behind closed doors, so to speak, so that we can connect the two together, because there
it's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
And we will include this in the show notes.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Garrett, State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuma and Turbos in Huff City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Drive.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating, Benjamin Moore, Wood Lux Stains. WRC. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Wood Lux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one-coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Wood Lux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Wood Lux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Mutual respect and adherence
Hi,
to the rules of law.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary it's Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Peacefully and constructively.
Live from Avery's downtown Milwaukee. It's the Fiserv Forum. The search for the Ark is still going on this week in downtown Milwaukee. It's behind us. Calvin back at the studio. You can always join us. Call us or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and on Wednesday, Twitter, excited to have our guest here, Phoebe Petrovic. He's with Wisconsin Watch, posted an article on Wisconsin Public Radio, the gospel rather, of Matthew Trutella, how a militant anti-abortion activist is influencing Republican politics. And as we said when we started off, Phoebe, that initially Matthew Trutella was in a very extreme anti-abortionist, kind of applauding abortion-providing doctors who had been murdered. He was kind of a pariah in the traditional Republican Party politics. That has absolutely changed, and now seems to have established a relationship with the Waukesha Republican Party. And that goes back to 2022 that you had mentioned, when he first kind of led on your radar with something that happened in 2022. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. Had come to UW-Madison to share his film that he had made called What is a Woman? And there was a lot of protest and counter-protest there. And one of the groups that came to sort of counter-protest against the pro-LGBTQ folks was Matt Petrella's church, or the Christian church. And if you remember from that time, there was an altercation between these two factions. It's a late-night show on the radio, going down the hill with the wolf man, lining bugs all around, moonlight shining down on little sleepy town. Down in the fat bed,
I can still hear mama calling.
More about the name of the church. They were called the Christian Supremacy ideology that says that God, Jesus, and Christ's kingdom needs to be built on earth and with every aspect of life. And did a little bit more digging into who this church was. I noticed that one of the men who was there had been to the church, had filmed himself on the scaffolding of the U.S. Capitol that their leader, Max Shirella, had this really interesting, alarming dad. And the guitar
It's a terrific article, Phoebe. It really is. It obviously shows that you've been working on it for months and months and months because it's very, very detailed. We are so fortunate to have reporters and to have outlets that allow investigative journalists to do this kind of work because it's critically important that people understand what's going on right in their own backyards. Things they might may not even imagine, could not imagine happening. I keep going back to this paragraph in your article where Trujillo is gracious to the women who introduce him at political events, but when he's sermonizing to his congregation, women in government are sickening and perverse. I just don't know how that squares with women in his congregation.
Well, I mean, women in his congregation don't hold a social position to leadership. They are very much complementarian. So, they will say that women have been and then he would be welcomed, by these women at these political events.
And I think it has to be very troubling. I found this article on NPR.org. When Americans are asked to check a box indicating their religious affiliation, 28% now click none. So the amount of nuns in America, not N-U-N-S, but N-O-N-E-S, the number of Americans who have no religious affiliation continues to grow. And I'm certain that for groups like Matthew Trujillo's, that has to be very, very disturbing.
One of the things that he talks about in his sermons and online is that he has 11 children. If he just has 11 children, has 10 children, uses a map, then he will be able to create a nation of God-fearing Christians. And so this is something that across the country and in particular times,
Petrovic has been our guest. She's got a terrific article on WPR called The Gospel of Matthew Trujillo, How a Militant Anti-Abortion Activist is Now Influencing Republican Politics. We'll get that up in our show notes. It takes about an hour. We're great to get those done. Thank you so very much, Phoebe. Really appreciate it. Hope to have you back again. Stay with us. News is next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Your Parents
Well. News from the Center, WRCE's Crude and Dumb. Tune in Tuesday for a very special edition of Devil's Advocate, live from Arts and Kingdoms. Or join us at the Capali Party and play Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the South, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.